Sam Crowley, welcome back to the 10 lessons for today. We're doing 10 shows. It's a marathon motivational podcast. Lesson number 5 I learned after I quit my job was significance. That's the S word, significance. We all want a life of significance. Remember that. Success without fulfillment is failure. Success without fulfillment is failure. When I was in the job, and I'm taking it back to 2005, this is what it's all about today, taking it back to 10 years, I was literally sitting in the corner office. I had my own secretary that sat outside my office there and would screen calls. I hated that. I wanted to be out in the sales field. I wanted to be out getting my hands dirty. I didn't want to be in conference calls and reading these emails and doing budgets. I mean, I remember we would do budget reviews and we would have a whole boardroom full of people. And I would just look at these people like, holy cow, this is where I'm at in my life. This is it. Like, it's 75 outside. All I want to do is grab a 9-iron and hit a shot from 100 yards in close to the pin and play a round of golf. And I got to listen to what money we're spending and the bottom line and net income. I mean, it was like watching paint dry. Funny story, side note. I remember when I bought the Quiznos. I don't know if you know this. I owned a Quiznos and bought it in January 2005, sight unseen, never even, and it wasn't even there. I didn't want to go. But when I quit my job, I ended up working in the Quiznos. Had to go to Denver for a week. That's where headquarters were. Then I had to spend 3 weeks in Columbus learning how to make subs. Got yelled at by the manager every day. Felt like I was 14 years old. But when I was in the boardroom going through budgets, I get a knock on the door. My secretary says, Sam, you got a really important phone call? And I was like, okay. Can it wait? No. It's a gentleman. He says it's really important. It's all right. Please excuse me. I walked out, shut my door. Like, I can't even imagine what this is. Holy cow. Like, you get a call like that, and you don't have much information. You're just, oh, my God, what is it? It was my manager, Jamie. And just some side note about Jamie. Jamie couldn't say his R's, okay? So if he was going to Kroger for tomatoes, it was like, hey, boss, I'm gonna drive on over to Kroger's. Like, okay. You know, no big deal. Can't say it's ours, but that kind of gives you an idea of what I, you know, listen to for every day for 90 days, you know. Hey, boss, I'm gonna drive over to Kroger's and get some turkey. Okie doke then, Jamie. You head on over to Kroger's and get some turkey, all right? So Jamie called me exactly kind of like that reason. He's like, hey, Sam, it's Jamie over at Quiznos. I was like, yeah. Hey, we need some turkey, and we're all out. And I'm like, oh my God, you got me out of a board meeting because we need turkey. Yeah, do you have a couple dollars that I can use? I'm like, oh dude, oh boy. And I'm thinking, this is where my life's at right now. You know, this is what we're doing. I'm ordering turkey on the telephone while I'm supposed to be in a board meeting doing a budget. Neither which of these conversations I wanted to be involved in. And neither of them lended significance to my life. So back to the story. As I'm sitting in it, by the way, I did order the turkey. I hung up with Jamie and I called our supplier and asked if they could overnight turkey to our store. Anyway, I went back to the budget meeting and I started thinking, this is not significant to me. The decisions I'm making right now, I could not possibly care less how many reams of paper that we buy. Or anything, any of the paper clips, whatever the heck was in the budget or being cut out of the budget. And if you're looking at right now and then you're in a job or you're doing something where you don't feel you're significant, or some people kid themselves thinking that what I'm doing right now is really significant. Let me let you know a little secret. It's not. Okay. Unless you really are creating a movement, creating something that you love to do that's going to impact generations of your family. There's nothing you're doing in a job that's going to impact generations of your family. Oh, no, Sam, the money I make is going to be, that's gone, dude. That's gone, okay? You're gone, money's gone, it's over, okay? Peace out. Inflation, everything will eat that up. What are you going to do that's going to lend significance to not only your lives, but you want to make money? You want to make a lot more money than what you're making right now? Impact a lot more lives, and you'll make a heck of a lot more money than you're making right now. That is what significance is. It starts with the value you add, and the income you earn as a result is the payoff. It never starts the other way around. Everybody wants to reverse engineer it and say, well, the more money I make, then I'll lead a significant life. Then I'll donate to my favorite charity. Then I'll... No, it never, ever, ever works that way. It never works that way. That's the opposite. That's living an opposite world, bizarro world. Don't live in that atmosphere. Lead a life of significant and just watch everything get attracted in your life. People, income, results, it all flows in as a result. It all starts with significance. All right, that's lesson number 5. We're on to the next 5.